All right, let's get started. I got a good message for us today that I am sure applies to everybody. So our title is, For Confidence, Plug Into God's Power. And our verse is 2 Corinthians 3, 5 through 6. There is nothing in us that allows us to claim that we are capable of doing this work. The capacity we have comes from God. It is He who made us capable of serving the new covenant, the new agreement. So, success means just being who God made you to be. Think about that. In the world we live in, success is normally measured by material things. But that's not success. Success means just being who God made you to be. Knowing this should give you enormous confidence. But you might admit that you're not very confident most of the time. Maybe you're just flat out insecure. You may act like you're confident, but some things about you, even you don't like. Why are you lacking in confidence? There's two reasons. First, you're trying to be somebody that God didn't shape you to be. And that's scary because you can't be anybody else. You are who you are. You are who God made you. There is nothing in us that allows us to claim that we are capable of doing this work. The capacity we have comes from God. It is He who made us capable of serving the new covenant. You're only going to gain confidence when you discover your capacity, how God shaped you. That includes your spiritual gifts, your heart, your abilities, your personality, and your experiences. God shaped me to be the person I am and blessed me with certain spiritual gifts. And He blessed you with certain spiritual gifts. Now, everybody that knows me knows I'm a huge baseball fan and that I would have loved to have been a professional baseball player. But there's nothing I can do about that. God didn't bless me with the ability to play baseball at a level that would enable me to be a professional baseball player. And it doesn't matter if I got up and worked at it 18 hours a day to try to get better. I wasn't blessed with that, and I can't change that. I am who I am, and a professional baseball player is not who I am. Everyone is who God made us to be. The other reason that we lack confidence is that we depend on our own power instead of God's power. That's the guarantee for failure. Even though God has put a certain capacity in us, He hasn't made us able to do it all on our own. God never meant for us to go through life on our own power. He meant for you to depend on Him and to be connected to Him. Just think about this. A blender is designed to blend things. And it does a great job when you use it for what it's designed for. But it's worthless unless it's plugged into power. If it's just a blender sitting on the counter and you don't plug it in, it is useless. It can't fulfill its purpose. God has given us capabilities, but they're worthless unless you're plugged into His power through the Holy Spirit. With Christ, we have everything we need to live with confidence if we plug in to God's power. The Bible says in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Him who gives me strength and empowers me to fulfill His purpose. I am sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. I am ready for anything and equal to anything through Him who infuses me with inner strength and confident peace. Just remember, we can't do this on our own. We need God. So today, plug into His power. Let Him power you to what He has designed you for. And you should have all the confidence you need to be success in God's eyes, not in man's eyes. Let's pray. Lord, we love You. We're so thankful that God, You always have our back. That God, that You did design each and every one of us, and You designed each and every one of us differently. And God, that's what kind of makes us unique. Just pray that you lead us, You guide us down the path that You have for us, God. I pray that everybody on this call seeks You and plugs into Your power, God, and that they receive godly power to accomplish the things in life that You have designed them to do. Thank You for this beautiful day. Thank You for our company, God. Thank You for our people. Thank You for just all that you enabled us to do. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Everybody have a great day.